Now, I asked Peter Morici to come back on the program this morning. He's, of course, economist, professor of business at the University of Maryland. Yes, he does have a prediction about the Giants game, but that's not why I asked him on the show. Basically, I saw a little detail yesterday. Fiat CEO Sergio Marchionne said that very little was done with Chrysler over the last 2 years when it was owned by the Cerberus Corporation. Fiat, of course, is part of the deal that took over Chrysler when the auto companies seemed to be melting down several months ago. First of all, Peter Morici, good morning.
Good morning.
It seems to me Marchionne saying that Cerberus did almost nothing with Chrysler for the 2 years that it owned it is a huge indictment of private equity and these firms that take over big companies with the idea that they're going to have deep pockets, they're going to innovate, but that didn't happen with Chrysler. Is this an indictment of private equity taking over big industrial companies?
Well, to some extent it is. I mean, they've developed a lot of hubris. Just because they can turn around a soap company with bloated costs but a good product, doesn't mean they can jump into the car business and turn around a company with outdated designs and in sore need of new engineering talent, which is the way Daimler left them. But I also say this, Mr. Marchionne doesn't read the newspapers because analysts like myself had been saying that all through the process of them coming to town for money and so forth. We said that Chrysler was woefully out of date, so he doesn't read the newspapers. This is a surprise to him. It's as big an indictment of him as it is of Cerberus.
Did Cerberus lose money on the Chrysler deal, or did the bailout and the buy by Fiat actually make them whole?
No, they lost a great deal of money. They got no they really didn't get any of the bailout money. By the time the bailout came, all the money they put in was gone. And they got very little for their stock in the reorganization. Basically, the bailout money to both General Motors and Chrysler went to keeping the companies operating for a couple of months and to a lot of buyouts for unionized employees, which would satisfy some of Barack Obama's political debts. A good deal of that money was transferred to the workers that agreed to leave.
Ah, so as part of the buyouts. That's interesting. Well, as a takeaway here, if you are working for a company that has been bought by a private equity firm, would you say that based on the experience, the track record of private equity firms, that there are certain kinds of businesses they should get into and can realistically improve and certain kinds of businesses that they should stay away from?
Well, there's two things. When there were a few private equity firms, there were a lot more businesses to pick from. Now the industry is overpopulated and the pickings are overworked. You know, they pick too much. But essentially, they have to go into industries where there is a good product already. But for one reason or another, the company is underperforming. Its costs are bloated. Its management is out of step because they can put new managers in. But what private equity is not much good at is wholly rebuilding a company. Remember, these guys are fundamentally bankers. They look at the balance sheet and they rearrange things.
All right. Prediction on the Giants game? You really have one?
Yeah. The Dallas Cowboys have a run defense like a colander for draining spaghetti. As a consequence, the Giants will be able to run, which will open up the field for their mediocre core of wide receivers. That's the difference between this year's Giants and the first 12 games of last year. They don't have a wide receiver.
Reese, are you auditioning for ESPN?
3 points.
Are you auditioning for ESPN?
Excuse me?
Are you auditioning for ESPN?
I have skills, sir. People think economists have no other interest and can't speak English. You have no idea how much trouble I get have getting on panels on general news networks because they think I'm a nerd.
All right.
Stop it.
Peter Morici.
I want you to know I have broadcast.
Giants by three. That's why we have a theme song for him whenever he comes on. Economist and professor of business at the University of Maryland and famous generalist, we learn here on The Takeaway.
That's right.
Thanks, Peter.
Bye-bye.